Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
All right, let's do this. Happy Victory Thursday, Husker fans.
Back to backs.
Welcome back, or welcome into Gregeth and Hooks, hanging out with you today. Going to be a fun show. Going to get you to 11 o'clock as quick as we can. By the way, should be noted, here on ESPN FM 101.5 1480, 2 o'clock, we will have your Nebraska Cornhuskers taking on the Maryland Terps. Turtles. We'll have that play-by-play for you here on ESPN FM 101.5 1480, so make sure you tuned in if you're at work, can't get off. Hopefully a lot of people are getting out of work today so they can go hang out and enjoy the game and watch yet another Tim Miles miracle, baby.
Oh, boy.
Well, biggest story from last night, James Palmer, 34 points, career high, 14-22 from the charity stripe, 9-19 for the field goals, or Tim Miles falling on his face running off the
court. I don't even think those two. What about Johnny Trueblood?
I do love
plus 20.
Johnny Trueblood.
Last two games, 52 minutes, whatever. Plus 38 in his last
Haven't
two.
I been
Come on.
Calling for Johnny Trueblood all season? You guys laughed at me.
I'm still laughing, but plus 38 in the last two. Getting more minutes. He's taking all the minutes away from Thor and all those whoever else we got over there.
What do you think, Baby Wipes?
Man. I got to go with Tim Miles' fall.
Can I tell you what I'm loving? Mitch. Miles knows he's done. Like, he knows it's over.
He's celebrating this thing the whole way down.
He is having, because there is something in this world about the moment. You know, you're at a contentious job. Maybe, like, you have events that you don't even want to sit next to your, sit next to the AD. You call ahead and you're like, get me out of here. I don't want to sit by this joker. And it's all stressful, and the air feels thick around you.
It is. A little stuffy around you. Just
the moment, though, that you realize it's over.
The release is
and
incredible.
You have zero F-bombs to give about anything. It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, you ever worked the job you hated, put in your 2 weeks? Those last, like, 3 days are glorious.
Oh, man. You're,
they're glorious.
You're skipping through the office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got the
it's
feeling.
Kind of what we're getting right now.
You kind of got the feeling a little bit, right? Like, if you were at Pinnacle Bank on Sunday when they won, you see him wave to the crowd as he was leaving.
Yep.
Oh, there was a ton of hugs and stuff going on in the back. He gets the win last night. He trips his way out of the arena, which was, we could get to that. But you see the post game. He's in there dancing, and
yep,
they're throwing
they're
the water
on
him.
Yeah,
you
just, I love
you
it.
You got
man.
That feeling.
If there is one thing about Tim Miles, and we got some tweets coming in, and you know, everybody's got to have their priorities with a coach. If there's one thing about Tim Miles, is he is likable.
Oh, he's the media darling, man. He's charismatic. He mm-hmm. just says all the right things. Even his
like
thing
I tweeted
night.
Out last night when he fell, I was like, Miles, you goober, I love you.
Yeah,
because he is. He's a goober, and I love him for
he
it.
He is.
Like he's our nerd head coach, right?
He thought it, and then what he even tweeted out last night. You know what? He thought he was a better athlete or something, or, mm-hmm. or you know, and then the wires grabbed his ankle last night as he went through. He gets up and goes, safe. I mean, he's a very likable guy. We have to make sure that we look through everything and look at what the basketball product is, though.
Again, outside of winning the tournament, basically, the Big Ten tournament, I don't know what would keep his job. And it's tough because you like him. It's kind of like when Doc left. I remember doing the radio show when Doc Sadler was fired. And all I got was calls from people saying, man, but I get it. We're not winning like we want, but gosh, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Tim Miles is a likable dude, and I like him. We're not winning how we want to. He's advanced his program a long ways.
Yeah, but you might be at the ceiling. We've talked about this. It might be at the ceiling right there.
Ceiling is the roof.
Is the roof.
Mm-hmm. He also has a big heart.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves Nebraska.
Yeah, I guess I have no idea on that one.
I've talked to people about that. They love it here. They do. That family loves it here. Obviously, he's got kids here. I think he's got one maybe at the university. No, I don't know. I know he's got
a girl at the university and he's got a son at
like an
Moore.
Eighth grader, right? Yeah, something Moore. Like that. Yeah. So he's got kids. I think he had talked about this that, you know, I mean, this is a place where you lay your roots down a little bit where, you know, you got a kid at the university. She's a Husker. You got another kid who probably is thinking, I'm going to go to high school. I'm going to find a high school here, and I'm going to maybe be a Husker at some point someday. And you embed your body into Nebraska.
Yeah, I got to say this, man. It's a lot of fun watching this team play knowing that there's no expectations anymore. You know what I mean? I think you've seen Nebraska kind of exhale as a team. Mm-hmm. Palmer had a great game last night, played really well, really attacked the rim. Mm-hmm. Really got after it. I mean, it was kind of a Herculean effort on his own. There wasn't a lot going on to help him either, you know, whether it be with plays or with teammates. I will say this, Johnny Trueblood, boy, he is not good on offense, but that kid is all hustle.
Whoa, did you see his move last night? The pump and the three-point line, he held the pivot?
And did you see when he went in? Yeah. He missed the layup, but he went in for the layup, and he bumped into, he should have got a foul called, by the way, but he threw the fake left drive hard down the lane or down the baseline, and then as he went up for his layup, he created space by bumping into the guy and then getting the ball. He just missed the layup. Should have been a foul call. That's like James Harden 101 right there.
Mad respect for Johnny, though.
Man. I do. I love him. He's all hustle. The one play in that game that I think personifies who Johnny Trueblood is as a player. We had the ball on offense. It would have been at the top of your screen. He tried to just simply pass it back to the front where Watson was.
Yes.
And it was a lazy pass. Whoop. And it got bumped, and then they took off running the other team. Yep. He just thought it was going to be an easy dunk or layup for the other team. Trueblood sprints down the floor and steals it from him and then gets it back down. It's like, man, that was a lot of effort you would not have had to do if you weren't. That wasn't a lazy pass. But it, personifies who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to apologize, too. We made fun of Robin yesterday on his keys to success and how we win. He drilled him. All hands on deck.
Yep. No, what's-his-face didn't play.
Matched the physicality.
They were missing one guy. The one dude didn't play.
Hey, matched the physicality. Johnny Trueblood did. And play with nothing to lose.
Yeah, they
drilled
like
him. He drilled it.
That's why Robin is a pro.
I get to read his next one. He just put his next one out for
today?
For Maryland.
Get Bruno to foul out.
Copy paste.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I'm looking now. Keep Palmer rolling.
Okay.
Okay. Stick with the defensive game plan.
Okay.
Try to contain
VJ
Fernando.
Singh had a hard hole.
Is he on the struggle there?
He's down to plus one now.
Oh, boy.
But he's plus one with Piercy, who sucks, apparently. Did you tell me to use Piercy or not use Piercy?
I didn't tell you.
I wasn't on that. That was not a part of mine.
What do you told me to put Piercy in?
I didn't put, no.
I wouldn't have just put this cat in if I didn't think, if you wanted
to. Did you put Cooch in? Coocher?
Wait a minute.
Hold on. You're going to see it.
No.
You're going to see it.
I did not. There is no Cooch on my screen right now.
Well, there you go. That's
right
what
now.
It was. You put Piercy instead of Coocher.
Listen, he was too expensive. You can't just go around throwing money.
Well, then you're going to have to play people like Scott Pierce.
Yeah, no. I needed cheap Coocher, not expensive Coocher.
Okay.
Not in the budget, bro.
All right.
Glenn, if you guys missed yesterday, I'm playing
fantasy golf.
Fantasy golf, and I got my team picked. Dustin Johnson's crushing it right now. Brooks Koepka, my homeboy, he's not started yet. Molinari, not started yet. Cabrera Bello, who, by the way, you said not to play, if I remember right.
Baby that was wipes. My guy.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, Cabrera Bello is the most selected player on the thing.
I didn't say not
Pearson
to play
needs
him.
To get his head out of his tail and start doing well.
He's having a bad day.
Vijay Singh just, not doing
what
well.
What hole is he on? What hole is he on? Like six? Seven?
Six and seven, yeah. Not, yep. not happening.
Once
right
you get
now.
In that far, you're pretty much done, right?
No, there's plenty of golf.
Yeah, but your game's off.
No.
It's hard to find your game during
no,
the round.
No, it's early. These guys are out early.
Do they get to play again tomorrow, no
yeah,
matter
you
what?
Get two, you get two rounds.
You're so good. They could be, Vijay will get it. He'll
you
figure
get two
it
rounds.
I growing up, I thought Vijay Singh was like a Hall of Famer a lot better than he is. No, he's not. I looked it up. He didn't win a lot.
He's won like one major? Bro.
Yeah, I think one.
Maybe two?
It feels like he was always on TV winning stuff, and that ain't true. None of that's true.
No.
I thought he was Tiger's rival.
Everybody wants to make rivals? No way.
No, not happening. Tiger's only rival is if there's more than one waitress at the Waffle House.
There you go.
Choices.
Man, this morning my roommate blocked me in the driveway, so I had to move his car.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Parked it on the street. Apparently he got a ticket.
Nice, good.
So
that's what he gets.
I got him a ticket.
Good.
I gotta feel bad.
You shouldn't.
All right.
He's gotta know better. He's gotta know the order. You get up and leave before everybody. Yeah. He's gotta know that.
All right.
Don't let this kid make you feel guilty.
Roommate 101.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Don't let him make you feel guilty. Nope. You stand up for yourself.
He's the one that blocked you in. He blocked you in.
Mm-hmm.
They know you're the one that leaves early.
Yeah.
All right.
He, as a matter of fact, I think he should pay for the ticket, and he owes you money.
Yeah. That's I said, hey, buy me a Red Bull.
Yeah. See? Good Done. Thinking.
All right.
Glenn Watson and Isaiah Roby. Got to get a little more out of them today.
Yeah. Glenn had a good defensive game, I thought.
Yeah, he did. He played, you know, but 4-14 from the field.
Got to get more.
Yeah, Roby was just out of it, man.
Yeah, you know what? Here's a deal for me. Like, and help me out with this.
Enlighten me, Hooks. What do
yeah,
you got?
Yeah, well, here's the deal for me. I was watching this game last night, and you look around.
That's good.
Right? And you look around, and you're like, we got like three dudes that can score.
Yeah.
And Roby, you were one of them.
Yeah, you got
I think he's solid.
Flush that thing,
but
bro.
Not even that, but how many times, like, when you get the ball, like, shoot it.
Oh, gosh.
The pump fake after pump fake. I want him to shoot the rock.
Roby pump faking on a wide open three.
It drives it like
is like quintessential Isaiah Roby.
I know. Like I just
when you describe Isaiah Roby's game here at Nebraska, it's kind of like if I said Siobhan Shields, tell me about Siobhan Shields. Go, give me a quintessential Siobhan Shields moment. You want me to tell
yeah,
you?
Yeah, please. I'm
driving to the rack and getting fouled and flying into.
Yeah.
He would always yes. go flying. Like he would always drive in and he would get hit because he got to the free throw line a lot and he'd go flying into the people that are under the hoop. Like you could picture it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you, give me the quintessential, the two quintessential Roby things.
The pump fake three.
Pump fake from a three. And then that dude, when he blocks somebody, it's like a volleyball spike.
Yeah. Oh, every time.
The only, you know, he actually has three. It's also shot goes up, rebounds in the air, slaps it out to midcourt.
Yeah. yeah. But he gets a credit for the board.
He does. He never grabs that ball. Like Roby never grabs
it. To me,
ball.
When I'm looking at this thing, and we don't have everybody, right? It's yeah. like, you got the rock, you're open.
Hit it.
Shoot it.
Get going.
Let it go.
Or let Johnny Trueblood get shooting.
Whatever the case is. That was my, you know, when I watched that last night, it's a little frustrating. And by the way, for the life of me, that guy last night that tried to hurt Palmer, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That guy should have been kicked out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could see it was like a complete, like, almost like a punch.
On the, like, when he was going for the dunk.
Yeah, and the way he landed was crazy.
Yeah, he could have hurt his knee real bad.
He could have hurt his knee real bad. Forget the game.
Yep.
Like, that's a guy's like possible future career you're trying to damage.
Yeah.
And there was, by the way, you could see him as he was coming completely on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've never seen
I mean, he grabbed
something.
Him by the shoulder and then...
Yeah.
He took over that game.
Palmer did. Yeah. He did a nice job.
Hey,
been waiting on that for a little while.
Tanner Borkart, you know, love him to death. You mentioned this, Nick. But I really don't think he could dunk.
I told you, I don't think Tanner Borkart can dunk.
There was a time yesterday when he right up close to the rim and
yeah.
he just put it off the glass
you don't
and
think he
barely
dunk
got up. No, I really
I,
don't think
he
so.
If he can dunk, it's barely and he needs to get a run and start.
Yeah.
I don't think he can dunk, honestly.
I don't think so either.
Because Tanner Borkart, every time, watch him. When he gets close to the rim, it's a layup every time. He, two hand, like,
he that, had,
the one where he got rejected. Remember when he got blocked by the guard against Purdue?
Oh, yeah. Oof.
He wasn't dunking that ball. He was going for a layup.
Yep.
If he two-hand dunks that thing, you have no problems from that guard. He saw the guard coming, and he was trying to avoid it and lay it up. I don't think he can dunk.
I also caught Tanner last night in a slight Jordy Shimanga moment. So he gets that thing 2 feet from the goal.
Yeah.
And the angle of the TV is like, oh, man, it's a good shot. And you look up, and it's like 2 feet on the other side. I think, where are you going?
Hey, Brady dunked it.
He did. Brady had a good day. Hey, dunk. Plus minus five. He was plus five last night, 2 for 2.
Yeah.
If Brady Hyman stays on the squad, hits the weights, he could be a solid 6-7 minute contributor as a senior. Don't laugh.
Well, I'd go 10 to 15.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
And I'm not being mean by saying that. That's just kind of who he is.
Yeah. I think it's easy to say that now.
Yeah, because I watched him.
Right.
And that's his skill set.
But I think once he gets the weight on, man, he'll be a sixth man off the bench 10 to 15 minutes a game, backing up the center.
My concern is can he get any weight put on there?
I don't know. Could you imagine Hyman as our sixth man? What?
He's seven right now, right?
Yeah, he is. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because Johnny Trueblood starts.
That's wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't start last night, though, did he?
No. He played. But Thor only played. How many minutes did Thor play? 15 minutes.
I didn't catch the opening, but I don't think
Johnny Trueblood.
He'll
is
start. I bet you starts
really good.
Trueblood starts tonight.
He is. He's not. Here's the deal. This is where we're at with the team. He's playing really good for what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is fighting and he's scrappy. And you know what I like the most about Johnny Trueblood that I think helps. That has helped Palmer. Palmer is the beneficiary of this. What does Trueblood do on offense that is worthwhile?
One thing.
Well, he does. He also runs back and forth on the baseline all the time.
Yeah.
And that helps out Palmer so much with spacing. Because even though he ain't shooting, and they're not worried about him shooting, it's forcing the other team to chase him around. And it's making it so that people are moving and he's having opportunities. So I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
I think it's a big help. Vijay Singh still plus one.
Tonight's going to be a tough affair, though.
I took this. This was your idea. And here I am trying to play.
Relax. You guys just
trying to
give
win
up
thousands of dollars.
You give up so quick.
You're going to cost me $100, Hooks.
You give up so quick.
I don't ever give up.
You're talking
Never
about Vijay
surrender.
Being done.
He looks like it.
He's seven holes in. Relax.
There's only 18. He has 11 left.
Maybe, and he's got 18 tomorrow.
I'm a little frustrated about this. All right, yeah. I'm just a little frustrated. I figured I'm trying to win here.
Anybody want to guess the line for tonight? It just hit the wire.
Maryland favored by 4.5.
You're close. It's 5.5.
I'll take that.
Hey, if we have trouble,
you're betting Maryland hard, aren't you?
I don't know.
Here's
the deal.
Please.
Is Thomas Allen going to play? We don't know. He's questionable last night. Does he play? Honestly, I was going to predict that line to be like double digits.
You thought it was going to be 10?
Yeah, because they're full strength.
You can be honest. You're going to bet Maryland.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
They're full strength.
Bruno Fernando, and then who's the other guy? Don't they have another big, too?
They have another big.
The other big. That other big should do some business. And the thing that sucks is they're pretty good at breaking our zone now.
I mean, then they just upgraded. Jalen Smith is another forward they have. He's upgraded to probable. So, like, they're wonderful. Completely, like.
Hey, if we have trouble scoring, I say we put in Costello because that guy can shoot. And maybe just put him in for 2 minutes just to see if he can make a three. Because the dude can't shoot. He
Do you
can.
Know how nervous he would be when he got the ball in his hand?
Oh, nervous.
Oh, I'm sure.
Although, again, this isn't Tim Miles of the old. Tim Miles, new Tim Miles, the one that knows he's getting canned.
Yeah.
He's just like, shoot that thing.
Let's do it.
He would remind me of the little guy in Hoosiers when he got the ball.
Yeah, he's shaking a little bit.
Hey, I want to see us pull a Hoosiers tonight. Before I die, I want to see Nebraska play with less than five players on the court.
Who Hooks, is there anything Miles in your eyes can do to keep his job?
I don't think so. I think it's still to me. I mean, unless there's a miracle run in the tournament or something, yeah. I don't see it.
What do they got? How many wins are we sitting at right now?
17 and 15.
So if they win two more games,
No, but then, yeah, is that the finish of the tournament?
Yeah, I think so.
You'd be in at 19 and 50.
Yuck.
In the tournament.
I like it.
NIT teams right now have like 20 wins.
Yeah, we're not. This is a crazy year. This is a crazy year. There was... I think it's sealed, signed, sealed, and delivered. I don't know who their guy is. By the way, Twitter yesterday was ablaze with your Jay Wright.
It was.
What were they saying?
Like, that's crazy, quit being idiots, that kind of stuff. It was really flattering.
There's no way.
Yeah, you guys are dumb.
What are you guys reporting out there?
Hopefully you get the last laugh. I'm rooting for you on this one. Because that would be a phenomenal
deal.
Man,
at this point, I'll take anything. Take anything, man.
I'm still on the Fred Hoiberg thing.
Yeah?
I'm watching that like a Hawks. Yeah.
Like a Hawks. Good to eat. What's more graceful, 10 miles falling or Tanner Borkart dunking?
Well, Tanner Borkart can't dunk, I don't think. And 10 miles. You know what the best part of that 10 miles trip, if you guys saw it? He did the old man move. Here's what that old man move is. Old dudes have no balance. Like, Hooks is closing in on this. Old dudes have no balance. And you start falling, and you're trying to stay up. And you know how like they'll run like 10 feet and then eat it.
Yeah.
If you watch him, he trips, and you can see he's trying to stand back up, but he can't. He can't. No. Bam, and he's down. But then he flipped up and gave the safe sign, and it was pretty good.
Yeah. I love how like fast that trended. I mean, Deadspin wrote about it.
Yeah.
CBS National.
Have you ever ate it like that? Biffed it in front of people.
Oh,
an
yeah.
Embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
What'd
yeah.
you do?
Just got up.
No. What was the moment?
I guarantee you, there's just.
I was in front of like, I don't know, probably 6,000-7,000 people playing flag football for the university, and I was down at Florida. This is the game to get in the national championship game, and I'm playing quarterback. I was the All-American the year before, so a lot of people come out and watch our offense and what we're doing. And you know how like when you put your foot down to sprint somewhere when you're playing a sport. Like, you're putting that foot down as hard as you can and trying to explode, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what my brain thought. Like, my brain thought the ground was, like, a full foot higher than it actually was. So when I went to run, I put my foot down, and I pushed. I missed the ground.
Yeah.
And I just, bam, right? Face first into the turf. And I'm laying there, and I hear my linemen start laughing.
Like,
and I can hear, like, 5,000 people laughing at me.
They're just letting you know.
And I'm just laying there like, what just happened in my brain?
Oh.
So Miles at least got up and like said, you know, he was like, I'm good. I laid there like just a turd, just mad.
To me, it looked like he had done it before because he had the graceful roll and everything.
Yeah.
Pop right up.
He did. He got right up.
He got right up. He'd been there before.
He did. He got right up. It's just funny, though, because old dudes do that. If they're falling down, they find that you've seen it before, like where the old guy kind of starts leaning one way and then all of a sudden it's like, bam.
I appreciate the fact also that people were. We were putting the video out, and people were tweeting back about potholes.
He hit the Lincoln pothole. What'd you do, Hooks? When'd you?
I can't remember when I know I've done it. I just don't remember them.
Dang it!
That's a part of the old man piece. You forget.
You forget stuff. You can get rid of those. By the way, hey, I want to let everybody understand this too, and then we'll take our first break of the show. Yesterday, Hooksy and I were hanging out with Dane. And Dane Todd, DDT, Dr. Yep. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. He comes on every Friday. He'll be here tomorrow. But he said the way his job is, every once in a while, he gets a little time that he'll sit in the car and listen to the show. And he'll have like an hour.
That.
Yeah. And he'll have like an hour. And I go, why don't you just show up randomly? If you got an hour and you could drive over here. So we're going to make a sounder, and it is officially door open. DDT, Dr. Dane Todd, can just show up whenever
anytime.
He wants. Anytime he wants.
He might just be showing
up. Him and Foreman is the only other guy who has that, too. Foreman can come in here whenever he wants to. He's done that before. Like, I've looked up, and
there's
Black Steel just standing in the window. And it's like, it's kind of scary.
I don't think you can stop him. You're like, just come on in.
Just come on in, Foreman. So it's an open invitation. That's a good rule to have. That's a very good rule to have. All right, let's take our first break. Man, Johnson. Now he's only minus two. He's tied for fourth. Less points.
Relax, you're fine.
VJ Singh is now plus two, tied for 65th.
You're fine. Telling you.
You're going to cost me some money, Hooks. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Speaking of costing people money in the NFL yesterday, there were some major moves being made.